Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They should have just put his face on a different actor's body. That's what they should have done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's I haven't heard
they
that
can
take.
Do that.
That might have worked. That would have been a better play because you still
but
see.
But it still would have been the weepy old man eyes, which he has at 76. This check bag was the size of a briefcase.
Oh, there no. Tiny?
She didn't check it on the way home. I told her, you don't need to check that.
That's the straw Catherine. That broke dad's back. That's
I said,
the
you don't
straw.
Need to check that. She goes, oh, all right. All right.
Well, perhaps not a seasoned traveler.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Not enough time in the day to explain our holiday. Not enough time in the day. I really have an awful lot to talk about. Rob does and Oscar does regarding the holiday. The holiday of I don't care, I don't care.
Also,
traveling through hoops, I don't care. Yes.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Oh, so yes. Much going
as
on.
As we tape.
Yes, and by the way, for Cyber Monday, Zappos.
Yes,
yes, Zappos. Do yes. It.
And do we still have our other affiliates
we
that
do.
We want
we
people
do.
To shop
use
with?
A shopping
so
center right there. You can
use
go wherever
our shopping
you'd like.
Center.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please do that. Please, please do your Cyber Monday maniacal shopping
Mike,
through the Mike O'Mara
use
show
the shopping please center show. My brother did to buy a 75-inch television for my parents, which, by the way, arrived the next day. And I had
how big,
to
how big was it? A 5-incher?
75-incher.
75
yes.
Inches.
Yes.
You know, that is right in the sweet spot.
Yes.
By the way, selling my property down yes. here and said to Carla, I write up the description because yes. I'm a copywriter. Yeah. So I wanted to yeah. make it the way I wanted to make it. And I say the television, a wall-mounted television in the bedroom is included. A brand new
hey.
Walmart. And
oh, said, you leave it
what?
There.
She said, why are you including that? Yeah. I said, well, because it's wall-mounted, and I think it'd yeah. be fine yeah. To have somebody that's all set to go, and people might, I'd like that if it was in a house.
Yeah. yeah.
And I said, and Carla, her eyes get all squinty, and she goes, yeah, so you can get a really big one, take the big one that's in our living room and move it into our bedroom in the other house, and get a super big one in the living room of the new house. And I'm like, Inspector Clouseau.
What is
she has me. Really gotten to the bottom of that whodunit.
What does yes. 75 inches run these days, you think?
It's expensive, but it's a number I'll have to get settled. This is
oh,
way
no, just,
down
just,
the
just,
road.
Just
I don't know.
I'll
I mean,
1999.
Are,
okay, what do you got?
I as far as for 75 inch
yes,
TV,
yes.
I haven't looked. I haven't even okay. Glanced at it. All I know is the one in my living room is a 6.5-er. So that's a 65.
$749 my brother spent
what?
His hard-earned money.
They're giving them away.
They are the TVs are ridiculously
Walmart.com.
What brand?
Walmart.com through our shopping center.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. That is so great.
That's a wonderful little ad.
Yeah.
At the beginning
yes,
of the show.
There you go
through
yes.
go through our you know shopping yep. center at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Target had it for the same price.
And take care of that. This yeah. is a time we need you. We need you. It yeah. helps us. We used to have a big friend. Starts with an A, ends with an
and
N.
And for shoes and apparel, you go to
Zappos.
Zappos.
Zappos. Are those Zappos shoes you're
these
wearing right
Zappos
now?
These are Zappos shoes.
Yes.
Look at those. Those yes. are those are stylish.
Yes.
It hurts to do
fantastic.
This. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But you know what? It looks great.
Car injury.
No one cares about me.
All right, so my daughter, we will get to the debacle of my daughter's travel in a moment. You know, I will tell everybody she made it down safely.
Good.
We were able to spend Thanksgiving together. However, we decided, and this is really what I was passionate about all weekend. You'll say, what were the ups, what were the ups? Had a very peaceful Thanksgiving. Great food. Phenomenal food. My wife and I went on a keto program the day after Thanksgiving.
Keno?
I lost 6 pounds on it already, which I'm excited about. So we'll see how that progresses. Keto.
Keto.
Ketosis.
Basically, yeah, watching the carbohydrates. That's what it is. And I will say this, that the main focus media-wise of the weekend was not football, because I thought the games were like meh.
The Bills won. The
Thursday afternoon game was a great game, and everybody watched it, and it was fun. But the centerpiece of the weekend was watching the Netflix release of The Irishman, or The Irishman. That's what it was called. Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Jimmy Hoffa, and the story of a man named Frank Sheeran, who was the Irishman and a bodyguard for Jimmy Hoffa. Robert De Niro, yes. What did I say?
Al Pacino.
No, it's Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Really?
Yeah, everybody ever made a movie with Scorsese is in this.
Yeah, except I'm not sure what De Niro's history is with Scorsese. Does he have a previous effort?
The King of Comedy.
Well, Goodfellas?
That's De Niro.
Right.
Al Pacino was not involved.
I thought you said
De Niro.
No, I probably did.
We're just getting back up to speed. But no, I don't think Al Pacino's. I'm not sure. I'd have to look back and check it out. Here it is. The Irishman. Apparently, I did a deep dive on this after I watched the show. I start to watch the show, and it takes place. It's an epic picture, so it takes place through many time periods. And apparently, Robert De Niro was tasked, and the people at Industrial Light and Magic were tasked with Robert De Niro playing a man in his 30s.
Mm.
And early on in the film, and this is my review, it's a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, turn it down. I don't want to spoil it for you. I am warning you.
It just came out. They should have watched it.
Yes.
Well, it's available on Netflix. Yeah. And it was the Thanksgiving thing. It must
raise
have
your hand if you
insane
watched it.
Numbers.
Rob, Mike. Oh, Rob.
No, I did not.
Nothing now.
No.
Why not?
It's an okay movie. I don't think it's getting sick reviews. Like, people are saying it's this tour de force. I miss that. I don't understand. Robert De Niro, for quite some time now, has been kind of meh as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a big fan of his recent stuff. I think after Meet the Parents, which was the comedy
vehicle.
The
Intern was not a good movie.
It's not just great. They can't make a 76-year-old man who slouches and plays the I don't give a rat's ass attitude, whether he's on a talk show or whether he's in a movie. And because of that, as my friend Mark Silverstein said, the famous chin grimace.
Wait, are you being
you can't do that for an entire movie.
Are you being ageist right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That movie needed younger actors. And that, do you know how much money the production spent Robert De Niro as a co-producer to make him look in his 30s? And Joe Pesci introduces him over the phone at one point as the kid.
This is
the kid I told you about. No, I am terribly sorry. It's a joke. It's not a bad movie, but the idea of trying to convince an audience with any degree of sophistication that Robert De Niro is a man in his 30s and 40s, it doesn't work. It was borderline in Goodfellas when he was introduced as Jimmy Conway, a 29-year-old gangster in Goodfellas. It was borderline, and they kind of did a nice thing with the blackening.
Does the de-aging work on the other characters?
No.
Not really.
Okay.
You're being a little harsh here. And this is not a take I was expecting from a man who is 60 years old and should be happy to see some of his,
contemporaries. I'll reach through this goddamn screen and throttle you.
Yeah, Mike, didn't you go to Marist College with Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro. The movie where they're age appropriate or where they start to approach age appropriate is fantastic.
Yeah.
More of them. I'd like to see more movies from those guys.
Okay. So
don't make them 30.
We can't all be the bucket list. All right. It just can't all be that.
What?
You know how the bucket list is all about, like, hey, before I die, let's do this.
Have I totally get that, yeah, okay. Which is why you cast younger actors in the role of the same guy. You had hours of footage of De Niro as an old guy, older.
Yes.
Aging.
Yes.
But you don't put him when he's 30. And did you remember the scene where he goes and he, spoiler alert, turn down your devices, when he goes and he beats up the grocer?
Yeah, it doesn't
look. Did it look like he was worried about taking a fall?
It doesn't look real because they should have just put his face on a different actor's body. That's what they should have done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's I haven't heard that.
They can
take.
Do that.
That
might have
worked.
That would have been a better play because you still see.
But it still would have been the weepy old man eyes, which he has at 76. Okay. By the way, the eyes, first thing to go. And first things to really get back.
I was not expecting
look at the
this.
Look at the weepy
right,
eyes.
This is what
weepy,
like,
did he not have weepy eyes? Okay. Did he not have weepy
he
eyes?
He did. The entire movie, he did.
Let's take
weepy
his face.
Old man, 76-year-old eyes.
Put
come on.
De Niro's face on Jason Momoa's body, but then give him someone else's eyes.
Not like that.
Yeah.
De Niro slouches.
Yes.
And is stiff and slow. They talked about it. Actually, I saw a postscript on. Did you watch the post interview where they talked about it?
Because I watched the movie, and both Shannon and I said, "What was that?" It was. We'll never get the 3 hours and
three and a half. I think
3.5 hours back. Now,
Catherine and I watched it in three sections because I couldn't hang with it. It was like, okay, I didn't. If I'd loved the movie, I would have been up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm fresh because I saw it last night because I was scared that we were going to talk about it today and and I wasn't going to be prepared. So I
almost missed it until you came in and brought it up. I forgot that's the main thing I wanted to vent about.
So I said, when I first saw it drop this past weekend, I said, oh my God, this is Bird Box all over again. They're dropping a bomb on you.
Right.
Where the family's hanging out. They got nothing to do. And they
marketing.
Got 3.5 hours to spare. Instead of talking to each other and loving each other, they're going to watch a screen.
The best. Give us that every Thanksgiving. Drop something. Maybe 1, 2, 3.
Right?
Give us 3 choices. Fantastic.
So then you start the movie. And then you realize that this guy, Martin Scorsese, with all due respect to this man,
he's 1,000 years old, too.
And Netflix, who said, we're going to do whatever you want, sir. You've got carte blanche. We're not going to have anybody in your ear about what can or cannot be done.
Here's your tens of millions budget.
But it's not even just the budget. They didn't say, hey, you know, audiences these days, because of the research we've done, are used to maybe tops an hour and a half if you're lucky.
Right, 100 minutes.
Yeah, let's stop this drama with the 3.5 hours. Maybe we make a sequel. Maybe we split the movie apart.
Miniseries.
Who knows? Let's just do it at once. It's supposed to be a Godfather-esque presentation. Like, this is going to be a masterpiece. You've got every big name actor ever in this movie.
Why does the Godfather work? Because Brando plays older, which he's capable of. Much more difficult to go in the other direction.
And as soon as they get into the plot line of somebody just, which is De Niro's character, and I'm not giving anything away, it's this early in the movie, it's not going to change the way you look at him, of him just basically stealing hunks of beef off trucks. I sat here and I said, well, this isn't compelling to me anymore because hunks of beef off trucks means nothing. If you're telling me he's an elder statesman and he's stealing cryptocurrency from a crypto mine, maybe I'm going to get into this.
Well, no, but wait, there's where I disagree with you. That plot line, that's how he cut his teeth. That's how he got noticed
by
the
mafia. But to be fair,
Mike,
you like the meat plot because you're keto now.
That's right, because I'm keto. I love nothing like a nice piece of steak. Nothing like a nice egg with a piece of steak.
But this is the back and forth.
Big slab of steak on
top. It's that one cut. What was that cut? And I'm not a filmmaker, of course, but Mike, you know this better than I do. When they do that cut in Goodfellas where they walk all the way in through the back of the restaurant.
Oh, the long tracking shot.
The long tracking shot, right?
Yeah, phenomenal. One of my favorite scenes in a movie. You two. Always you two. You're always here.
At the beginning of the movie, you feel like they said, let's do Goodfellas again.
Again.
Because that's a long tracking shot into the restaurant to see the boss to say, you like steak? I can get you good steak. And you're sitting there, you're like, this! I was so mad. I said, I have to
turn
this
off. Did you watch the rest of it?
Yes, unfortunately. And you know what I did? I went and got some lemonade. I made a snack. There was a cheesecake. My girl brought, like, you know
lots
what I mean?
Lots of carbs and lemonade.
I usually say pause it and walk down. anytime, I don't like leaving and coming back. I hate when people do that. It bothers me. It says, are you not into what we're doing? I must have taken six trips downstairs to the little kitchen down there.
Easy to do with this movie.
I came back and I said, Sharon, what happened? She goes, nothing. They're still talking.
What happened? Nothing. Yeah.
Not the bang, bang, bang that you get in a Scorsese.
No.
And even that looked a little, you know, it's like you're using millions of dollars in CGI to make De Niro look 13 years old, but yet the, you know, the back of the head thing, which they do a lot better in certain other, regular TV shows now.
Agreed.
You know, and I think the audience liked a little more reality in that. I'm a bloodthirsty little hump. I like to see it better.
That's terrible about the movie. What was great about the movie, and again, I'm not a filmmaker, was the cinematography. It was beautiful.
The way
they shot it was beautiful.
The capture of the time that it was very, very well done. It's funny the details they obsessed about making De Niro young and the details that they didn't obsess about, giving Pacino a haircut that was more credible. Jimmy Hoffa had like the worst haircut in the world. I'm old enough to remember.
Good looking guy, Jimmy Hoffa.
Pacino's haircut was as bad as Any Given Sunday. In a different way. In Any Given Sunday.
He could have
Sunday,
done anything. You just put a wig on him. You know.
And he probably didn't want it. He's probably like, I'm not doing it.
And as far as the younging and the aging of Joe Pesci, who for years in Hollywood has had a reputation for somebody who's a lot older than he is.
Yeah.
You know, and tries to cover it up. This is weird. I couldn't have told you whether Joe Pesci was playing 60 or 90. Oh, by the way. No, 90 when he's in prison.
Yeah.
Tell me he didn't look like a doddering. I mean, did that look credible?
And
they
looks,
took his teeth out.
I think
like
that's
that.
Who he really is. Because
you might be right
about
that.
That's who he really is.
Minus
hey, man,
the shaking and all
no
that.
No makeup. Sure. Just be you. Just it be was, you.
And then at the end, the movie just ends.
Like
all the bad. I thought, look, this movie, well, check Rotten
is
Tomatoes.
Is it getting
right
panned?
Now.
Please, Rob.
No,
check.
It's not. No, it's probably at 95%.
I thought this was going to be destroyed.
This movie's getting raved. When I saw my buddy Mark Silverstein post, you know, Robert De Niro and about the way he looked, I jumped on it. Now, I knew I couldn't do it on my own page because I didn't want to leave it in the locker room for this show.
Yes.
But when he posted that, I was like, oh, you agree. And I said, they all look like they're made out of Play-Doh. Here it goes.
What is it going?
The Irishman.
What are the people watching it in airports stranded saying about this movie?
The tomato meter, 96%. 96. The audience score, 86. Both remarkably high.
Oh, but the critics higher.
Yeah, but by
maybe we're the rubes.
What are the critics doing for it?
It's
a left one.
The left one is the tomato meter is 96%.
And what is the overall?
And the overall 86%. The audience score is 86%.
But there are two. There's normally an audience score and there's normally a critic score.
No, the one on the left.
All critics is 96%.
Oh, that's what it is. The one on the left
all
is
critics is 96%.
Mike, we're wrong. They're right.
No, you're not wrong.
Maybe we're not patient. Maybe we're just DJs and we don't want this. And by the way, I don't need to see pockmarks on my actors with all of the close-ups in the face.
Too much?
I mean, I don't mind seeing them, but when you've got the frame on De Niro, like, is this for, like, I want to say roughly 25% of the movie where I'm like,
that says
know.
To me they're well, probably you know, they're intending De Niro, it for television then because it's
De Niro
a smaller
was
screen.
A producer.
Mm-hmm.
He co-produced it with Scorsese. So,
just like this show. It's always on mic.
Yeah.
It's just very, very, it's Camera. Disturbing.
Pony.
Yes.
Did you have a big hentai release this weekend? What'd you get into?
No, there were no big releases this weekend at all, unfortunately.
Never any releases.
Right, Rob's right. So you've got 96% and on the tomato meter, total count.
I say we stand our ground.
Do they do the audience and the critics anymore?
So the tomato meter on the left.
That's the critics.
That's new. That's a new critics consensus.
Yes.
Tomato meter audience score. All right, it's different. They used to have audience split. And critics.
Either way, they're in the 90s if you average them together.
Oh, they're well into the 90s. There are 209 minutes in The Irishman, and not one of them is wasted.
Ugh, really?
Are they paying people? Are they paying professional film reviewers?
Are these plants from
China?
The
Irishman moves slowly and pensively, invests in the natural rhythm of conversations and stops to smell the roses. Oh, bite me, Adam Graham.
Adam really. Graham, classic Graham.
What do you say? The Irishman is cinema of the highest order. Bill Goody Koontz of the Arizona Republic.
Well, he's an AZ. What are you going
to
do?
I mean, really, I'm trying to find like a... These seem to be
CBC. The Irishman was is the digestion of Thanksgiving Day dinner when you're sitting there hoping for it to pass so you can get another meal. Like, that's all it is.
Just waiting that 3.5 hours?
You're just like, oh, I feel terrible. And then maybe 3.5 hours later, you feel like there might be room for a little more stuffing.
Contact Rachel Wagner and tell her we'd like to have her as our film reviewer.
Okay.
She is rachelsreviews.net.
Yes.
Rachel's Reviews. I have gone through 2 pages of critics before I got a splattered tomato. In the end, the pacing is too ponderous and self-indulgent. The characters are too stagnant, and the story lacks an emotional punch. Hello! It took 150 critics for Rachel Wagner, the brilliant Rachel Wagner?
Yes.
To find
her, call her, let's get her on the show.
Don't you think there isn't an emotional punch. De Niro looks like a wax figure for the entire movie.
If you punched him, his face would shatter. I hate to leave you, Mike.
What did Catherine think?
I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you.
I hate to ask this.
I'm the kid.
Mike, that's like calling me the kid.
If you asked Robert De Niro about that bad review, do you think he would cry?
No, I don't care.
I was just hoping we'd get the crying De Niro.
I don't care. Jimmy Hoffa, my bodyguard. Okay, yep.
I'll kill him. You look so young.
Oh, that's the home. I'll kill him. You want me to kill him? I'll kill him. Yeah, I'm the kid. I'm 30 kid. Years old. I'm actually it 76.
Is, they could have made that movie, and half the time would have been
You're
a better.
You're good, yo.
Would have been a better movie. Could have lost so many scenes. Mm. But I mean, look, who are we to say that this is the way a film shouldn't be? I feel like we've been trained for things to move faster.
But also, we've been trained
I'm a connoisseur. You know, I'm a connoisseur. Of the, you know.
You going to kill him?
Sure. Could you have gone 4 hours, Mr. De Niro?
As long as Marty wants.
Really? Yeah. I mean, but did I watch it? Yeah. Was there a big chunk in the middle that was good? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're
was
conditioned.
Was the ending in the beginning ridiculous? Yes.
We're conditioned to, we've got so many big names with big pasts mm-hmm. that are involved here. The critics probably wrote the reviews before they saw it.
Oh,
they
by the way,
ready,
Marty,
ready for
great,
it to be great
use of Sookie. Great use of Anna Paquin. You know, the brilliant Anna Paquin. Just brilliant use of her. What the f*** did she do in that movie? Why was she even there to give dirty looks to Robert De Niro? Was that absurd,
that's all it was.
Too?
I was like, what?
They're at the funeral for Jimmy Hoffa, and he looks over, and she's like, oh, wow, that was powerful.
Mike, could it be? Wait, is it? What did Catherine think about this? Is this like an age thing for
Catherine
us?
Catherine was not nearly as into panning it as I was.
Okay. That's interesting.
Catherine was just like, you know, it's not that bad.
So she was but passive anyway, about it?
That's Catherine.
Okay.
You know, not that bad. Missed my flight. Whatever.
I thought we've gotten over that, Mike. The holidays are here.
Yeah, you know, it's Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, well, when we come back, we have to start the show, but when we come back, I'll talk about... thank you, Michael Colburn, for hipping me to the fact that when you book a round-trip flight and you miss the flight and you don't get on it, guess what?
What?
The airlines cancel your return trip. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, no. Yay.
Happy holidays. We'll start the effing show now.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream.
Cream.
The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned. The second mouse wouldn't quit. He struggled so hard that eventually he churned that cream into butter and crawled out. Gentlemen, as of this moment, I am that second mouse.
So I got on this red dress and these high heels, right? And I got a bra, like, out here, okay? And I'm chasing these two Puerto Rican guys through the park. They got a suitcase filled with bank robbery loot. Okay, I'm screaming out, FBI, freeze! And I'm reaching for my gun, but I can't find it in the bra. It's so damn big. I thought I was gonna shoot my tits off. You know, that's a funny story. People always laugh at that story.
Let me ask you a question, Ms. Sandusky. If you were having so much fun undercover, why did you transfer to bank fraud?
I didn't transfer. I was censured and reassigned. It's like being punished. I was punished. I screwed up in the field.
What about you, Mr. Fox? Were you punished for screwing up in the field?
No, no, no. I've never worked in the field before. I audited background investigations of Department of Justice clerical applicants.
Well, that's just great. I asked for a team, and they dragged the bottom of the Pacific.
What if I ask you a question, Agent Handwriting? How come you're so serious all the time?
Does it bother you, Mr. Anders?
Yeah. Yeah, it does bother me.
Does it bother you, Mr. Fox?
A little, I guess.
Oh, would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd love to hear a joke from you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go f*** yourselves.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Happy Monday, everybody. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to be with you after your wonderful holiday weekend. We hope you had an incredible time and got a chance to be with family and friends and everybody that means something to you. And you happen to be in one of the nation's terribly busy airports, dealing with a horrible weather system that's making its way across the country and disrupting travel. My advice to you will be, why didn't you plan for that? They have 5-day weather forecasts, but we'll get to that later. Anyway, from Leavenworth, Washington to Mustang Ridge, Texas. From Patterson, Louisiana to Bishopville, Maryland. From Lee's Summit, Missouri to Ankara, Turkey, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Legacy Box.
Yes.
Holiday time is family time. So here's a question. Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? I have treasures in my family. I have a Super 8 film of my mom and dad's honeymoon that my dad took on a camera that he found at his place of work and borrowed.
Sure.
And it is a color documentation of the 1950s when they were on their honeymoon.
Aww.
And it's amazing to watch. It's truly,
it is
truly amazing. Legacy Box digitized it for me. They can get anything you want digitized and a lifetime of old family memories, videotapes, photos, more. Digitize it onto a thumb drive, the cloud, download it, or DVD to share and enjoy for generations to come. I'd put it on a thumb drive. I'd put it on the cloud. You know, the DVD, you might wake up one morning and it's like, I can't find my player and they're not making them anymore.
My player. Where's my player?
Just go online and purchase the box that you need. They send you a Legacy Box kit. You'll fill it with all your media, slap on the prepaid mailing label, and send it back in a
Level.
Send it back. In a couple of weeks, you'll get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved qualities of copies ready to watch, share, and relive. 700,000 families have done this.
Yes.
This Cyber Monday, forget about doorbusters. Head to LegacyBox.com for their best deal of the year. Get 60% off Cyber Monday orders. They are joining the Cyber Monday with 60% off. Order your Legacy Box today to take advantage of Legacy Box Cyber Monday sale. An unprecedented 60% off for a limited time. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 60% off your first order. Save your time and memories. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 60%. Thank you, Legacy Box. And we're delighted to have you advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show on Cyber Monday. Those are our bestest advertisers that do that. We're very happy about that. All right. So I talked about Wednesday and the fact that my daughter, at that point, I told you that she was rescheduling her flight.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
And
she had missed the flight and she was rescheduling.
Yes. She believed that the 5:30 that I referenced when I booked her flight was 5:30 p.m., not a.m.
Aha.
This is not like her. This is not something she normally does. It turned our world upside down. Everybody was scared. Everybody was freaked out. The boyfriend called and talked to me. It was just crazy. I talked to my ex-wife. Everybody's trying to find out.
Barely talked to your ex-wife.
And my ex-wife wanted to do a wellness check. I was all for that because we didn't know where she was. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't. And then finally, my daughter Elizabeth, thank God for her, she had an app on her phone that tracks Catherine's phone.
Okay.
So the younger one was finding the older one. And then finally, we got in touch with her. And she explained that she had missed the flight because she thought it was in the afternoon. I was double P pissed about the whole situation and
dissatisfied,
very very unhappy. So
sad.
At some point during the day, my ex said to me, "Well, she's coming down, and the important thing is to get her down there and hopefully have a peace." She was kind of mediating. Yeah. She knows that I get a little irritable about this. And so she schedules a flight and informs me that she is going to be coming in at noon on the following day, on Wednesday, which is great. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. We'll do the show. Carla will pick her up at the airport. It'll be good. And then noon becomes 5:30. And then 5:30 becomes 9:55.
Ooh.
At this point, I am saying, look, no matter what, I'm the one that's walking around saying, this is a peaceful time. This is the family time. Everything's going to be fun time. We don't want anybody to be lecturing or talking about being responsible or any of that. And I ended up picking her up at the airport at about 10 o'clock at night on Wednesday night. And I did not follow my own advice. I became daddy lecture.
Sure.
And to the point where we're having it out in the at the baggage claim, where I'm just going on and on. And on. I just can't keep it in my pants.
Well,
sitting there, you got to get this.
As a fellow dad, I'm guessing that the time leading up to when you met up at the baggage claim, you were rehearsing this in your head. This is spinning around in your head.
It was spinning around in my head, but I did not. When I saw her,
yes,
it's not that I snapped. I just said, I got to get this off my chest.
Okay.
Because even though I'm the part-time dad, and even though I don't see my daughter nearly as much as I used to, I have to let her know how I feel about this and the worries that we have. And I have to stress what she put people through with her sound asleep and boyfriend's house and all that stuff. I was frustrated, and I put it to bed rather quickly.
Yeah, way in here.
Yeah,
as
this will help.
What do you mean this will help?
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Because you're gonna be. He's right. You're gonna make it horrible. This is my family.
I'm not.
Don't put me in a bad situation.
As a man,
I'll get credit. Whatever comes out of your mouth will be attributed to me.
Okay. Look, I'll tread carefully here.
Thank you.
As a man who has dated daughters of other men. I will say this, that
I think we've all done that. That's not like an exclusive club.
But I don't have a daughter. That's as close as I can get.
Okay.
Right? I work with him so long, it makes complete sense to me. So,
I know, right? I almost let it go.
So yeah. I said, look, if you're going to be late for a flight or miss a flight and you're going to arrive, don't check a bag. You've made it bad enough for all of us. Just get a carry-on and let's get moving.
Think he'd go that direction.
Checked bag, I'm not kidding you. This checked bag was the size of a briefcase.
Oh, there no, tiny?
She didn't check it on the way home. I told her, you don't need to check that.
That's the straw
Catherine.
That broke dad's back. That's
said,
the
you don't
straw.
Need to check that. She says, oh, all right. Yeah. All right. All right.
Well, perhaps not a seasoned traveler.
La 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 la. No, I get it. I've probably created this due to me, and you know me, Rob, especially with travel.
Oh, yeah.
I sweat it all.
You do.
I sweat connections. I sweat weather. I sweat checking bags or not checking bags. I sweat it all.
All.
All of it. Because of my nature and because I believe in punctuality and I believe in not being late. That's why it's, we'll get to it later. I keep saying we'll get to it later. We'll get to my whole theory on this airport stranding thing. You know, I mean, really, okay? God, we're just, I mean, we're going to be invaded. Get ready, people. We're going to be invaded because we are the country. This is an idiocracy.
I don't understand. I got to the airport. They canceled my flight.
You don't
they
get it?
They canceled my flight.
Oh, are you surprised, Cletus, that they canceled your flight, you know, to Buffalo when you were, you know, there's a storm, a big one. And little planes can't fly, duh, 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 with your nose, you know, Instagramming your penis to some of your girlfriends. I'm surprised you got surprised about that. So anyway, getting back to what I was going to say. So anyway, it's a
baggage
peaceful,
claim.
It's a baggage claim. We have it out. We clear the air.
Okay.
One of the things I said, and I meant it. I said, I'm talking to Carla, and I'm saying, we're done with this. This is not going to come up. You're not going to bring up your stuff. I'm not going to bring We're going to have a peaceful Thanksgiving with your brother, who was extremely upset on three different occasions, because every time the flight got moved later, and then when he realized he's not going to be able to stay up to,
right,
to make it out to the
Greet
airport,
her.
He tried, bless his heart, he tried. So it's peaceful, but yet my son wigs out a little bit on Thanksgiving and just was acting like he never acted before. I mean, I just didn't understand. But the meal itself was fantastic. That my mother-in-law was there, Carla was there, my daughter was there, my son was there. It was peaceful. It was good food. Really, really good food. I relaxed and watched the second game. Didn't watch much of the first Bears-Lions game, but I watched the Dallas game. It was pleasant. But, you know, she's here for a briefer time now, and originally her flight was scheduled to go out on Sunday morning, crack of dawn, 6:15 flight on Sunday morning, which was fortuitous based on the weather forecast, which I did when I booked the flight. I didn't count on that,
right.
But I certainly would have modified the flight if possible, because I get the insurance for people traveling. And it was all going fine. And I'm looking at it, I'm glad you're getting out early. And then the very brilliant, my friend, my true friend, Michael Colburn, sends me a personal message. And he said, listen, I heard you talking about Catherine on the show, and I want you to know that it's the practice of many airlines to cancel on a round trip the return leg on that airline if she doesn't get on the flight.
And Michael Colburn isn't even a pilot. Like, he just knows that.
He probably traveled extensively with the Marine.
Thanks a lot, Joel Rogers.
Yeah,
for
Joel.
Nothing.
Yeah. Joel Rogers did. No, I thought it was a solid, and he was
busy roller coastering.
So that's when I said, Catherine, we have to call. So I will tell you the debacle of waiting online and then waiting on the phone and then finally hanging up after a period of time passed and what we had to do afterwards to get the situation resolved. And why not only is my daughter a little responsible, but... Well, there's only one winner in this whole scenario. It's Colonel Michael Colbert.
Oh.
He's the only one that was smart. Mike O'Mara was not smart. We will take a break.
Third person Mike O'Mara?
Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy day after the thing. We'll be right back.
Un, deux, trois.
Time now for Fun with Languages. Today we speak French. The French Champagne is celebrated for its excellence.
Ah, le champagne français est célébré pour son excellence.
The Mike O'Mara Show is celebrated for its laughter.
Le Mike O'Mara Show est célèbre pour ses éclats de rire.
Your subscription to the TMOS Bonus Show is a celebration of both excellence and laughter.
Votre abonnement au spectacle bonus TMOS est une célébration de l'excellence et du rire.
It's your passport to the asport.
C'est ton passeport pour le port du cul.
Zoobie zoobie zoo.
Kiss kiss to you all.
Thank you, Jim.
How could you not love that?
Jim Amato. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. Here's an honest question. How are you supposed to know what to do with your money? Very few of us are exposed to sound advice on how to manage our finances, and even fewer have the means to get professional finance guidance, financial guidance. Betterment is a platform that was built to give you something radical, accessible financial advice that puts you first. Your money is probably sitting in a savings account, earning you next to nothing, or maybe you have an investment account that you're not really sure what to do with. Betterment can help you make sense of what to do with your money. Investing involves risk, but you don't have to know the ins and outs of the stock market to start saving more or start investing for your future. Betterment's technology will put your money to work, choosing the stocks and strategies that are right for you because they know you have other things to do. Betterment's platform can even provide guidance on what financial goals make sense for you. Give your money a new home. Do it today with Betterment. Peace of mind included. Download the Betterment app today. That's BETTERMENT for the betterment of you. And we thank you, Betterment, and check them out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
My
yes,
brother-in-law
Oscar.
Uses Betterment. I didn't even know this was coming up on the schedule.
Oh, that's great.
He is a Betterment fan and a
Wonderful.
Customer. Like, he that's loves good it. He stuff. Absolutely loves it.
That's delightful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So I get the email from Colonel Colbert. She flew down. She was supposed to fly down on JetBlue. And so I said, get on JetBlue. Let's call right now. Right. Let's find out. Your wait time is estimated to be 17 minutes or less. Thank you. An hour and 30 minutes later.
Oh, so
we just left
pure,
it on in the background.
A pure lie.
Oh, 17 minutes.
Because normally when they do that, I appreciate that. And I try to say
17 minutes or less.
Yeah, just
that's not bad.
Continuing my reverence for that airline. It's just the land of suck. Mm. So I said, you know what, Catherine? We are 20 minutes tops from the airport. We are going to drive to the airport on Friday night. We are going to drive out there. You're going to get, because somehow I think if we wait till the morning, somehow that 24-hour window seems important to me. I don't know why, but it's always 24 hours with the airline. So we get out there. And, you know, I've looked, I see she's got a 6:15 flight and I'm sitting there going, We get to the counter, no one there except gate agents. I'm like, hallelujah. There must be a later flight coming out and I'm very excited for this.
Wow.
So we get there, there are four gate attendants and I mean, people working the gate, the check-in, and one of them talks to us. And I said, Catherine, go ahead. You know, kind of letting her take point on this. And she said, need your ID. Let's see. Okay. I said, yeah, she's booked on the, return flight that she missed her first flight. Let me see. Normally, we believe it's the policy to cancel. Is it Catherine? I said, yeah. O'Mara? Okay. All right. You were supposed to leave 5:30 Tuesday morning? Yes, yes. And I'm sitting there going.
You're seething.
Like that. And this took about 15 to 20 minutes until we looked at the itinerary. Because she was nowhere to be found on this return flight. The guy at the ticket counter said, normally, even if they've canceled a flight, there would be a record of her being scheduled.
Right.
I don't even see that.
Your permanent
I don't know
record.
Where it's gone. I said, well, how does that apply to getting another flight? Will we be able to get her on the flight? Well, I think the most important thing to do is find the initial ticket. And I said, well, Catherine, hold on, get out your thing. And at that point, she gets it out. I look at it. She looks at it. And she's returning on United. Yes, sirree. She's returning on United. Yes, she is. That's right, audience. She's returning on United. There it is. I said, well, do they cancel returns on another airline? I said, no. And this is when you get a little window into the success of the airline. The airlines don't communicate with each other.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I said, well,
so essentially you had booked two one ways.
Yeah, but I did it through a travel service, you know, the Travelocity or whatever it was.
Right on.
And they booked the cheapest flight, which happened to be a return on United
for the
hours on a different airline.
Yeah.
At this point, I said, well, Catherine, just to be safe, go down to the United counter. And I didn't even think she needed to do that. There was nobody down there. They were paging somebody. I said, she calls me, said, Dad, they paged somebody. I said, get back in the car. I'm not worried. Yeah. This time, I'm really, I just don't see how that. And check in within 24 hours. So you check in first thing tomorrow morning, or in her case, you know, when she gets up. Sometime mid-afternoon.
Not up with the rise of the sun?
I woke her up at 10:30 on, I think, 10:30, 9:30.
Time to check in!
And so...
Time to check in!
That was my idiot move. But and then I wrote to Colonel Colburn that it was another airline. And he said, well, I'm sorry. He's such a nice guy.
So nice.
Michael, the purpose of this show today is said, no, you were not wrong to let me know that. If indeed she had been booked on the same airline, it would have been a cluster F. The idiots were Daddy and Daddy Day, Daughter Day, who can't read, who don't read. And, you know, by the way, I'm looking at this thing. I'm getting it's a tale of two personas. It's me going, oh, you better check and get out to the airport and not looking at the thing. And Catherine going, oh,
all right. Yeah, he's all right.
So,
Dad, what are you getting set up? Why do you give your daughter a Spicoli-esque type of persona?
She's not blessed.
She's just in her mid-20s. She's still learning the ways of the world.
She doesn't stress, and it's great, and I'm happy for her. Anyway,
so when you replied to Colonel Colburn that they were two different airlines, he didn't send back a message that just read, blah.
No, no, no. No, he was a lifesaver.
Have you
I
seen
wish
the
I had
Irish
more
man.
Friends like him. So thoughtful.
He's the best.
Really, one of the greatest friends
what
I've
about
ever
Joel Rogers? Just, doesn't he work for United?
No, he's
no, he works for Delta.
Delta. Delta man.
He's a,
sorry.
He's a Delta guy.
Delta man.
Delta guy. And the rest of the weekend was peaceful. You know, we did a lot of
that
work around
like
the house.
That sounds like the whole weekend, though, yeah. What he went through.
No, it just was.
A lot of people like to hang out at an airport. It's fun.
The other kid, my youngest, was out of his mind. Like really having some problems, like the problems I haven't experienced. We looked it up, normal 6-year-old stuff, but it was not fun.
Like what?
I said, what are you upset about? You. I'm like, what? You said you'd take everybody out to play football and you didn't. I said, we did for a half an hour. What did I do? It was one of those weekends. It was just a
holidays affect people in different ways.
Oh, Lord. Let me just say that it was the day was fine.
Yes.
The weekend was fine.
Yes.
It was okay. It was just about okay. No, it was almost okay. It wasn't quite okay for me. It upset me. I was upset. Between the flight situation and then my son wigging out for what? We don't know if it's jealousy because of the attention I was paying to his sister or what it was. But
maybe he was showing off.
He was wound up. He got a good night's sleep. He was. By the way, he comes into our, trailer and sleeps at the foot of the bed with our space challenged situation here.
Right.
He sleeps at the foot of our bed. Why are you moving, Mike? Well, kind of don't want him to get cockroaches biting his toes. You know what I mean? So that's.
But it's nice that he's at his age already crate trained.
it's great. He doesn't mind the crate either. You know. He'll rattle it a couple of minutes, kick it in the middle of the night.
He sees other kids in the same situation on the news. It's thanks to our president.
It was fine. It was and by the food. Carla cooked the same turkey that Elizabeth cooked last year. Which
you got a fresh one, right?
Yeah. What Carla did is she took the turkey that Elizabeth cooked, which was just infused with this great flavor, and put the Carla and her mother touch on it. Which is let me see, how shall I put this? Just adds a tiny little bit more doneness.
Ah, I see.
It's like Christmas Vacation where they had to like dip the turkey in the water.
Let's just say they're not big dark meat fans either. People that like done food don't like dark meat. Anything that has any chance of being pink or bloody, they're not going to go near. And Daddy did the dark meat. Dark meat was, oh, my God. My father my father turned the whole bird over one time and said, you see that? That's called the oyster. He popped his thumb in there. And this little piece of meat came out. I was a lifer for the dark meat.
What's so great, Mike?
Well, I like chicken thighs better than chicken breasts. Chicken breasts are like hockey pucks.
In your Florida environment, when the turkey came out, it served as a natural dehumidifier for your house, changing the climate.
How did you know that? The humidity in the house, Rob, was 57%. When the turkey came out of the oven, it went down to 11% humidity.
Perfect hell. Like being
in the home.
Like being in a hospital room.
It was good, though. It was yummy. Catherine made a good stuffing. Carla made it tasty. It was so good. Didn't matter. It was a little dry. It didn't matter. It was delicious. Everything was great. And they both kill it on the mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's great.
So that's me. We'll move on to other fine things on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
my psychotherapy.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan Hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan Hands could handle? Listen to the Michael Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines, and getting to the top. Now airing on ESP Fan.
Thank you. Had a nice little greeting from him on Thanksgiving.
We good guy.
Yeah, me too. Sweet.
Yeah, I like Dan. I'd like to see more of him. Come by Dan anytime. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV, the fastest and most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love this product. You're going to love it too. Just add a packet to your water and you're good to go. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Added bonus, vitamins C, B3, B5, B6, B12. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Although my Costco's got to sell me the lemon lime, which I love.
That's the best.
Not the passion fruit.
Right.
Sorry, Liquid IV. I want Costco. You're a lemon lime guy.
The double L's.
I got plenty. I got tons of it. I get it through the Mike O'Mara Show. That's where I get my Liquid IV.
Mm.
And I'm going to get more of it.
Thanks,
Hydration
Chef.
Multiplier, Liquid IV is sold nationwide and through our website, a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, soy. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydrated or better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating.
You know who would have loved Liquid IV is your turkey.
Turkey?
A little hydration turkey? For the turkey.
Now, did you at any point from when you woke up on Thanksgiving morning to when you went to bed last night, were you away from the television?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think you're watching way too much television.
I'm watching less than I used to. However, one habit for me is really hard to break, and that is the double shot of the parade and the dog show. I loved both those programs because there's always stuff.
Really? Now, the dog show, I will give you.
Okay.
Anybody who loves dogs.
Yes.
It's fun. You love the parade?
Yes, I do.
How can anyone possibly love that?
Because when I was little, it was the parade. But then as you get older, you start to make fun of it. And you sit down with a cup of coffee and a bagel.
Right. So you're poking fun at it and
yes.
You're posting about it.
And that's
by the way,
that I did
one of those
enjoy.
Weekends. I could not avoid your posts.
I'm sorry.
About Al Roker and all the
did you hear about him
fun.
In the butter?
No, I did not.
He was actually, there was a guy dressed as a stick of butter that NBC tried to manufacture into a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did he have one run into it with him, but when he got on his stupid Roker cycle, the butter guy was chasing him. And it was, they actually had Roker on the Friday Today Show to talk about what they were calling Buttergate, because it was just such an awkward situation with him and the butter. It was a classic NBC sort of, let me play you.
So would the laugh be like this? Would the laugh after that be?
Yeah, and because it's a slow news day, it might have been like trending. Let me play you Al versus the butter if I can, okay? Here we go. Oh, wait, this is not that. It's 23
here it goes,
days.
Folks. He just fooled us.
I was waiting for it.
Here he comes. 23 days.
23. Oh, I got 23.
He's not going to miss the early part of it like he did last year.
Anxiety.
Hi there. Time's a-fleeting. Better get busy.
There you go.
Times of late. No, actually, here is Al versus the butter, really.
Hey, I hate to butter you up, but you got to move on. Okay, there you go. No, get out of here, you butter. Ah, I can't believe it's not butter.
He is so inept at whatever
but he's also,
he does.
For an old man, he's running around pretty good out there. Right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, but
working
he's
hard
says,
with his perfectly color coordinated outfit.
Get out of here, butter. That's nothing.
What about
nothing?
What about the winds and the actual balloons?
Ah, they lost. They lost the Ronald McDonald balloon due to a tear.
And didn't they lose a nutcracker
I believe another one tore, yeah. But they had the stock footage, and they got they had the actual Ronald McDonald, and it said pre-recorded from a previous parade. And they had the Ronald McDonald, and then they had live Ronald McDonald in like a car that looked like a shoe to do the McDonald's tie-in, because you know all that stuff is paid for.
Mm.
Yeah, but
were you impressed by any of the balloons?
No, not at all.
You didn't see? Did you see the figure from Nutcracker? Like. Take out four people?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, it was spectacular. They lost control of it, and it just swings across, and you see it took people off their feet. It was fantastic. Looked like a DB was hitting a wide receiver. It was incredible.
At any time, was Hoda in any danger?
I don't think anybody. I think it was the handlers that that hold onto those ropes.
Yes.
Make the balloon. Mm. And the
they had to keep them real low. Had to keep them real low this year.
The Nutcracker soldier was supposed to be upright.
Well, he's a vertical balloon.
A vertical balloon, and he was in a horizontal position, and then he started swaying back and forth, and they took out like three people on the left hand.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I like marching bands, and I know you like
marching bands. They always bring it, and I also like. There's very seldom a chance where you get live television anymore where something could go horribly wrong. And that's what you're always hoping for. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Am I wrong to think that one of you has actually gone up and seen the parade live?
I've never seen a parade.
No, right?
But you never like parades. You've participated in parades.
I love parades.
Yes.
I love being at a parade. I cannot stand watching them on television because of the patter. Mm. It's not, there is no need for anything. All you have to do is say, here's the NFNA marching band. That's it. But instead they go, this was put together by the people. Now, it's really important to remember that this time of year, the pre-done lame-ass script that I can't say. I can't stand watching it. I did enjoy one moment of the parade. I looked in, they had some fat man stomping group.
Oh, yeah, they were great.
Yeah, were they a group of men in the life? Were they gay?
No, I think they were just older, heavier men that were like they had. I think they might have been called the Village Stompers.
I think they might have been from Greenwich Village, and they were a gay group.
Yeah,
well, it was not brought up. Hoda did not mention that.
You don't because you're a television. That's you love it. You don't question it. You basically imbibe what it feeds you. Where I looked at that and I said, why would they be wearing super tight green shorts? I mean, obviously, you thought it was a gag, right? That they're doing some sort of a gag. I think it might have been. I think bears.
Right?
There were a lot of bears there. You're like an innocent child.
Mike,
you're still that little boy sitting there in front of the TV at 5 years old.
Why does it matter? It's just entertainment.
Because I'm curious as to what these men are doing. The Village Stompers.
Yeah. I believe that was their name.
And there was, do you remember the guy with the white beard? Like the guy that almost looked like Santa, right? Did he not jump out?
Yes,
there's always one guy in a group like that that's doing that. Really into it. Really totally doing the thing. Someone find out, because I really didn't get a confirmation when I Googled the Village Stompers.
Now there was, speaking of which, I did get a message on my post on my Facebook wall from Harvey Fierstein over the weekend.
Make sure you check out the Village Stompers.
I did. I wrote because towards the end of the parade with all the yelling, I said, someone
might
check
not
on
be a
Hoda.
Gay group. Might not be a gay band. It certainly doesn't matter if it is.
No, not at all.
I just found it more interesting if it was.
I said, someone get Hoda a lozenge. She's entering Harvey Fierstein territory. And then
that's great. Good time for Hoda. She's getting engaged. All that
stuff. And a bad day for Savannah. She had a detached retina because her kid threw a train at her.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a moment's hesitation. And by the way, not a moment's hesitation from Savannah Guthrie throwing her kid under the bus, throwing her 2-year-old under that Savannah bus. Bingo.
What is
that's
that?
How she plays
is that surgery?
It. She said it. She Does she have an eye patch sight on? In the eye. She had a scratch on her retina. Mm-hmm. It could have been detached. She made more of it than it was, and she was blaming her 2-year-old, which probably will be a permanent bad relationship they'll have.
Oh, no, that child's going to be great. That's going to be a good kid. Savannah's boy.
I bet that child will miss a lot of flights.
So, Harvey Fierstein, when I wrote that I compared his voice to Hoda's voice, he said, some people are proud of our growls.
So he really did respond.
He really did respond on my Facebook page. I thought it was kind of funny.
That's really awesome. That's pretty awesome.
And I said, no offense intended. Happy holidays, sir.
Really? Yeah. How that must have been. Was that the high point of your weekend?
That was pretty good. Yeah.
That's pretty good that Harvey Fierstein
you connected
to
with
you.
Celebrity.
I did. It was fantastic. I should have asked him about the Stompers.
How did he find you? How did he find?
Who tagged
does he
him?
Follow
right?
you?
I tagged him.
He tagged.
We're Facebook friends for some reason. Not sure why. I think I sent him a request and he accepted. So I'm friends with Harvey Fierstein. Yeah. So I tagged him in the. I didn't think he'd see it. I didn't think he'd see it.
Okay. Rest of the weekend okay?
Yeah. There was one funny moment with Robert. I told him. I said, by the time I was your age, I was at least assisting with the preparation of the turkey. It's time you need to learn what goes on in the making of a turkey, because I don't want to be doing this in 10 years. I want you to be doing this.
Oh, that's really nice.
And
of you.
So he got up and we walked through it, and I showed him how to stuff it and everything, but he brought up a really valid question that never occurred to me that has been with me all week. I said, well, when you open the turkey, in the front cavity is the giblets and the liver and the heart and all that. So you got to take out that little plastic bag. And then in the rear cavity is the neck, and you got to pull the neck out. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of fighting with it because it was still, you know, it's jammed in there
a little
pretty
frozen.
Good. Yeah. Pulled it out. And he said, Dad, I said, yeah. He says, is that the actual turkey's neck or is it just a random neck they put in there? And I got to thinking, I don't know.
Interesting question.
Or is there like a big barrel of necks at Butterball that they just say, all right, put a neck in here, put giblets in here, and set it on its way?
Why do you have to put a neck in at all?
Well, because some
because
people
use you
for
make
soup.
The gravy. I made my gravy with giblets and the neck. So you boil the innards and the turkey neck, and then you chop some of the stuff into your gravy, which I did when I made the fantastic.
You should send the
gravy
neck out to 23andMe.
Savage.
Problem solved. There we go.
But it's a good question. I want to know, is that the actual neck to my turkey? I didn't know.
Well, he's thinking.
He is thinking.
He's thinking.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
And then back up to his room for a nap.
There you go. I wish you never a missed flight.
Ho ho and hee hee.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here. And then tomorrow we'll get to all your things. And we'll get to the thing about people stranded, because they're still going to be stranded. By the way, happy birthday, Maddie, who is stranded in Buffalo.
Yeah. Hi, Maddie.
And
not
even the mayor's kid could get out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your birthday, it's canceled.
Sorry about that, Maddie. Why they call it a five-day forecast. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Meara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Meara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. It's official. The ho-ho holidays are here.
Yay!
Ho!
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 And you know what that means? Gifts. Gifts is spelled fun.
Yes,
F-U-N.
It is.
So, what better gift to give than the stylish shirt that fits just right? You need Untuck It. Unlike most brands, Untuck It shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts always fall at that just right length, no matter who wears it. I adore my Untuck It shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. Great material for down here in Florida or where you live. And the colors, ooh la la, with more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages.
Ooh,
that's
la,
right.
La.
I said ooh la la. Oh la la. Hola.
Ooh la.
Hola.
La.
Bueno.
La.
You can find your favorite Untuck It shirts online or check out one of their 80 brick and mortar stores. With Untuck It, your shirts will never look baggy, bulky, too long, or too big again. Whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuckit is the way to go. Visit untuckit.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off.
News.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la news. Ooh la la news. Okay, big football news. The Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals. They Bengals. Finally won a game yesterday. Yes.
I like that little louder, please. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That a little better?
Yeah.
Better.
The Bengals finally won a game yesterday, beating the New York Jets 22-6. 22-6. They're now 1-11. So obviously they aren't going to the playoffs. Neither are the Giants.
Yeah.
But it is a big deal for one fan. Jeff Lanham. He's the crazy guy who pledged to live on his roof until the Bengals won a game. He went up there October 7th, and he spent Thanksgiving up there.
It's nice.
With his family. It's cold in the Cincinnati area.
Okay, Arch.
Now he's got to come down. It's just the whole family's on the roof eating a turkey dinner. Anyway, he came down because they won. Jeff said he's glad it's over, and he thanked his wife for her support.
Yes.
Why is this making me laugh? Because people are just... We're just this nation of...
It's a great radio stunt, but when it goes too long...
It's sad.
It's sad.
It's very sad.
He said he could have stayed up on the roof away from his family and his business. He couldn't have done it without her. So he's attributing the whole thing to his wife because she brought him his meals, did his laundry.
And as we theorize, Mike...
Did his laundry.
As we theorize, emptied the bucket.
Gross.
It was only a theory.
And he helped cover all his responsibilities.
Of which he had many, I'm sure.
He said, quote, I mean, I didn't do anything. Way to go, Jeff. Salute for your team.
And Mike, another big football story yesterday.
Go Skins!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Did they win?
They did.
They won.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. I really didn't watch.
I don't know how we did on the picks because our commissioner just sent us the grid of the games that are being played, but not our actual
Why
picks.
Why start winning when you've lost already?
Because they always win when they can't lose, and they lose when they can't win. They're just a grand organization.
Get the pick.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it's looking like the Giants might have the first pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're losing the right way.
And it'll be a scab.
But no, with that management, it doesn't matter. They could get Jesus Christ to come down from heaven, and he'd get sacked.
Jesus got sacked.
Last week, a wannabe influencer named Metaphysical Megan spoke about the benefits of getting sun on your down there, on your butt.
Oh, I remember
but I mean
that.
Like,
yeah.
Like the
yeah,
bad yeah, the bad yeah, part yeah, down yeah. there.
Such as the T.
And the bridge. You know,
such as the G.
Taint nobody's business but my own. Yes. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Well, Josh Brolin claims that he tried it.
Really?
Some funny news today. Sunning down there. And he did what the influencer asked and suggested, but he did it for too long. Uh-huh. And this is his quote. From Josh Brolin, an actor I respect a lot. My pucker hole is crazy burned, and I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain.
Wow.
Okay, Josh. Way to go. But it makes you feel
a lot of vitamin D, I guess.
And how could you get that open that well?
It's it would seem like you'd have to. Yeah. I mean, no, anybody. You got to kind of put your hands down there and just go. You know, when the moon comes over the mountain.
Any word from James Brolin as to whether or not he?
No.
No, or Barbara?
Barbara did it. Barbara Streisand did it all the time. Even without all the controversial, creepy stuff, Michael Jackson was an eccentric guy, and now there's an equally eccentric musical in development about his life. The production is called For the Love of a Glove, an unauthorized musical fable about the life of Michael Jackson as told by his glove.
Mm. Glove.
Okay. Glove.
Glove.
Gross.
So Rob and I were doing the yellow.
Oh, yeah. Blue to rate them.
Blue meanies.
Yes. Glove. Ah, glove.
I can't believe people are still shopping Jackson like, I guess, paraphernalia or movies,
there's
productions.
Money. There's money.
This guy, the playwright, says he'd been hired by a TV network, unspecified, to write a story about Michael's life, and he came up with a really unique take. They weren't feeling it. So he decided to develop it for the stage on his own. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Hope hey, you get a lot of backers.
If you're writing a musical about a glove, really, should you be calling yourself a playwright? Maybe you're just a writer.
It's a little weird.
Opportunist.
New survey asked people what ages they felt different parts of their bodies start to fall apart. I can speak to every bit of this. Basically, everything starts going south around 40. The survey found that we start noticing things that don't work quite like they used to between age 37 and 40. And then all this happens. Number one, back pain starts usually at an average age of 44. Oscar's already got that pain. Our sense of smell dulls at 46. I can tell you at 60, not mine. I smell every little. If there's something like a brush fire down here from a distance, I'll get it before anybody in my family.
You've always said whoever smelt it dealt it.
That's true.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I can identify them by the slight differences.
The courts call him in.
How about this? Anybody have weak, either one of you guys have weak ankles?
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
Our wankles get eek. Our ankles get weak at age 47.
I was going to ask Pony, but it looks like he's falling down over there.
The knees start hurting at 47, and we start losing our hearing high at about 49. That's probably.
And that's for people that haven't been wearing headphones all their life.
Yeah.
Like you said, something to me, I would say my early 30s, never stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
He said, never stop moving. When you stop moving, that's when it starts
for old
going.
People, it's a key. It's an absolute key is to get out there. And I move a lot. I do 10,000 steps a day based on playing golf when I play golf. But the time I'm not playing golf, my fat ass gets in a chair too much. And I got to move now that I'm older. I got to move around a little
bit. The one statistic that's not there that is a gold standard is at 25, you don't bounce back from drinking like you used to.
Amen. And also, I would tell you this. That the number one thing that goes, I mean this, I think it's vision. I think every old man I play golf with is challenged in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And the glasses don't necessarily help. Lots of eye surgeries, lots of that stuff. Very, very strange.
I have readers in four different places in my house.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
It'll get worse and worse. You don't have any problems with your vision.
Not yet, but I've had...
But if you keep it up, you will.
I have astigmatism, so this left eye is basically, you know, I'm a cyborg.
Now, doesn't that mean that the images don't blend, right?
Yeah, the left eye is completely out of focus at all times.
Oh, wow.
My depth perception is completely off as well.
So you wear glasses when you're not on the air?
No, I can't. They don't improve... I went to get LASIK surgery, and the guy said, we can't do anything. It's not even worth doing anything.
But you don't realize...
You should go to an optician to get a lens that would probably balance that out a little bit.
No, because when I was a kid, I was too self-conscious about being a little pirate walking around. That's when you can save the type of astigmatism I have, where they can strengthen the weak eye. So it never was strengthened. So it's
because you didn't wear the patch?
Because I didn't wear the patch.
Vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vanity. If you're thinking about a new diet as your New Year's resolution, well, I guess this is an option. A dietitian in Australia says that if you want to lose weight, you should eat banana peels. She says that all the fiber and vitamins in the peel have a ton of health benefits beyond just the weight loss. If you eat them, you'll also improve your sleep and have better skin. She does recognize that it's a big ask to get people to eat the peels, so she recommends cooking the peels to make them soft, then blending them into a smoothie. If you go on this diet, and this is an important reminder, don't slip. I only put that in there for you. That's for you. You know why I read it so fast? Because he wanted to get it in there. I know he would have said something about slip.
You had to get it.
And we're all instructed on the kicker, which I hold in my hand, but not the other story.
So this
That's
is the kicker.
Free reign. So I wanted to get it for myself today. And now a little something something. There's a guy in India named Balkishan Chaube.
Oh, all right.
And he was wanted for several crimes, including murder.
Murder?
Murder.
But he kept finding ways to dodge the cops. Well, they found out he was looking to get married. So a female cop called him, said it was a wrong number, started chatting with him, and after a week of talking on the phone, she proposed to him. And he said yes. Things obviously work a little different in some parts of India when it comes to marriage than they do here. They scheduled their wedding for this past Thursday. And when Chabi showed up, his fiance arrested him. He's now in jail. But good news, ladies, he's still single. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. There you go. India, Richard Farquhar. We'll take a break and come back with an audio ball. Rob Spiewak, first one of the week right here. Happy day after Thanksgiving weekend, everybody.
Oh, my cousin Fabrizio's in town from the old country for the holidays.
Only for Thanksgiving, Paulie.
And he don't speak any English so well. So I told him to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an hour of uncensored entertainment, so he can learn phrases like, it's your passport to the ass part. So like Cousin Fabrizio, head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the Bonus Show banner. Now let's head back to our main man, Mike O'Mara.
What a spread at Paulie's house.
Beautiful.
Like four turkeys, something like that, lasagna.
How many people were there?
Just
him and the wife.
A printed out menu.
Yes.
I love that he does that.
It's incredible. The man wants for nothing.
Nothing.
Carlos said, I think he's a brat. That's what Carlos said. Thinks he's a brat. Because he gets so much
Carlos
of what he wants.
Jealous.
Goes to all the shows that he wants.
Jealous.
You know, she will always be upset, Paulie, that you didn't come to Vegas.
Oh,
one of your beaches trips.
What I liked is that, did you see Paulie put up a CGI? They made him look younger on Facebook over the weekend.
I don't know. Doesn't matter to me, you. Does not matter to me, you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Rob De Niro, come on over here.
Oh, good.
What do you think about Zappos?
I don't know. Black Friday's behind us.
Yeah, thank you. Black Friday is behind us, and Cyber Monday is today. But don't panic, my friends. Your gifting solution is a cinch. All you need to do is lean back. Relax,
yes,
and do the Zappos thing.
Mm.
As you celebrate the holidays, Zappos is celebrating 20 years of awesome, 20 years of the absolute best customer service, and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create long-lasting wardrobes they love. And with the holidays approaching, there's never been a better time to shop Zappos. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Isn't that right, Bob?
Yeah. Just click the banner.
Yes, thank you very much. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Can we possibly thank them? Can you come in here and thank them, please?
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate that.
Robert!
Would you like to hit the
Robert?
Button?
Yeah. What do you got? The olive oil? Okay, here we go. Press it.
There you go.
Bingo. Hey, magic finger. Magic finger! yeah, all right, Rob. Yeah.
All right. I've wanted my... to try and bring you a great parody record every day this holiday season. Here's one just for today that answers your need.
Cyber Monday.
Thank you.
Sometimes there's no waiting for the ordnance to be deployed.
And here's the good thing, my good call, not a funny word in it. So there you go. That was Cyber Monday. Now, the rest of the nation hates us. The rest of the nations in the world hate us because we are America and we are materialistic and we just
maybe
don't.
They're jealous.
We don't present well. And if you doubt me.
And it's gotten worse.
Here is just some person that took out their phone and recorded midnight at Walmart last Friday.
Mm.
Walmart. People just trying to shop.
Get ready. That's how you got into Australia again. Black Friday.
And as someone said on Facebook, if this is the way we are about big screen TVs, how's it going to be in about a year and a half when we're fighting for food and water?
What about the internet?
Yeah.
What about it?
What about our shopping portal? What about just doing that?
You know, guys,
I mean it. We are here. You know, it's not necessary to kill
not at all. Not at all.
Especially people, with great deals. Come on. Yeah.
I think people like being a part of the event, and it saddens me. It saddens me to see this.
Did you
happen.
Pick up anything at all? Maybe.
What
this
weekend?
Past week?
Yeah, actually, I bought a belt at Zappos.
Look at that.
See? And it was on
Did
sale.
You go out? Did you go out shopping?
No. No, there's no need to.
I didn't either. I didn't go shopping.
There is absolutely no need to.
Go to my, one store.
I did on Wednesday. I had to hit the grocery store and the Costco.
Oh, the food doesn't matter.
Liquor store.
No.
You had to do that.
My food doesn't count.
My sister-in-law, my brother, and my nephew all went to the mall, and they came back with nothing because they said there was nothing they couldn't get on the web.
Yeah.
It's a little insane.
But I actually feel bad for brick and mortars because I'm like, if these people can't survive, yeah. It's the interweb.
Yeah. Yeah. But people go crazy. I saw some of the shopping areas around here and they were packed. Absolutely packed. Couldn't get into them.
You know, I live in the vicinity of the Leesburg Outlet Malls all weekend, a line just to get in the parking lot. Just to get in the parking lot, there was a line.
Is Carrie just like over the moon that she never has to deal with that again?
I've never seen her happier.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I want to send congratulations, Mike, to Thor. Thor, the bulldog who won Best in Show.
Oh, the bulldog won. Yes.
He was so great.
The Best in Show tonight is the bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, nobody more surprised than Eduardo Perez, the handler.
Well, he's a very complete dog, you know. He's not just one piece. He's many pieces together. Yes. He moves like a dream. I love this dog.
I had a little much of John O'Hurley. At that dog show.
John O'Hurley. And now let's bring in the standard poodle. Oh,
he made one joke that was really inappropriate that I had to like look at the kids and just shrug. He said, As you can see, this dog has a lot of hair. And if you groom it and pull back and only see one eye, you've got him backwards.
Pretty funny.
Oh no!
Like he made an a-hole joke.
Yeah, he made an a-hole joke.
Wow. See, I'd go for that. How would the ratings go up if you knew he was going to do that? You know.
I'd die.
And now there's the Pekingese doing what it does best, licking its balls.
John O'Hurley.
I'm John O'Hurley.
And with the release of the new Mr. Rogers movie, of course, all the Mr. Rogers press is coming out, including stories that are a little, I will say, not maybe unsavory.
Mm. Oh, DirecTV.
Yes.
Please do me a favor. The buy it early, you're going to kill me with that. All right?
In what way?
They put up on where the pay-per-views Oscar.
Yeah, I do. It burns me all the time.
They put the buy it early. Yeah. I see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I'm like,
Sunday, yes!
Buy it early.
$20.
F you. You used to get great movies early. You don't pay for them anymore, so you leave movies up for months at a time. It's such a ripoff. It's so disappointing. I want Once Upon a Time in America. Yeah. I want to see it in my
Hollywood.
Home, but
you're going to love it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes. I hope that I think they're going to add extra footage into it when it comes out to pay-per-view. Hopefully.
Robert, well, it's out now.
Bobby De Niro, are they going to add extra? Come on in here.
Oh,
are they going to add extra footage?
Yeah, they want to do that. That's fine. Yeah, they can do that.
Mike,
do I look 30?
You look 30.
Quick sidebar. Would love to talk about Disney Plus. We dove in.
Oh, you
dove
did?
In. All the kids are here.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow, remind me that I'd love to hear about that. That would be awesome.
All right.
To know about it.
Let us close with this. Mr. Rogers in a different light.
The wife of children's TV icon Mr. Rogers revealed in a new interview that he would regularly fart in front of her to make her laugh. And she would laugh to make him stop.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Who thunk it? Tomorrow, we get to Oscars Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We get a deep dive on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
The new streaming service, Disney Plus, and all the stuff we didn't get to today, including Rob Spiewak and company getting ready to make their way into the Spiewak family kitchens.
And
it's that time.
A dazzling movie review that I think you'll enjoy.
Oh, that's right. Rob's got a rave, right? You're going to rave on it?
It's pretty great.
Might be the second person I've heard talk about that, and I might be taking the plunge.
You'll love
it. Anyway, all that is tomorrow on the show. Enjoy your Cyber Monday. Listen.
Cyber Monday is important to the Mike O'Mara Show. So if you want to do online shopping, please do it through our website today. A lot of people, for some reason, that chip comes on and you're going to do your Christmas shopping. We got Zappos.com. We got the TMOS Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go any further than that for all of your holiday shopping. Do it right here. It's a very important thing to do to support us at the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long. Don't miss your plane, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
Club them and eat their bones.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you right
and
here.
Please remember, everybody, don't get happy.